G'day and welcome to Partakers and to our Christmas 2015 series, Ancient Voices, where we are hearing together some prayers and sermons from people down through history about the birth of Jesus Christ. Sermon on the afternoon of Christmas Day in the year 1530 by Martin Luther. Part 3 of 4. This then is the faith we preach, of which the Turks and the Pope and all the sectarians know nothing. The fanatics do, it is true, snatch to themselves the words of the angels, but how earnest they are is just plain to see. For they receive the word only as a piece of paper, as the cup and corporal received the body and blood of Christ. The paper does no more than contain something and pass it on to others, but yet it remains paper. Thus you copy something from one paper on another paper. From my tongue the word sounds in your ear, but it does not go to the heart. So they receive this greatest of treasures to their great harm and still think they are Christians, just as though the paper were to say, I certainly have in me the written words, to you is born this day the Saviour. Therefore I shall be saved. But then the fire comes and burns up the paper. Therefore this is the chief article which separates us from all the heathen, that you, O man, may not only learn that Christ, born of the Virgin, is the Lord and Saviour, but also accept the fact that he is your Lord and Saviour, that you may be able to boast in your heart. I hear the word that sounds from heaven and says, this child who is born of the Virgin is not only his mother's son. I have more than the mother's estate. He is more mine than Mary's, for he was born for me. For the angel said, to you is born the Saviour. Then ought you to say, Amen, I thank you, dear Lord. But then reason says, who knows? I believe that Christ, born of the Virgin, is the Lord and Saviour, and he may perhaps help Peter and Paul. But for me, a sinner, he was not born. But even if you believed that much, it would still not be enough, unless there were added to it the faith that he was born for you. For he was not born merely in order that I should honour the mother, that she should be praised because he was born of the Virgin Mother. This honour belongs to none except her, and it is not to be despised. For the angel said, Blessed are you among women, in Luke 1, verse 28. But it must not be too highly esteemed, lest one deny what is written here. To you is born this day the Saviour. He was not merely concerned to be born of a virgin. It was infinitely more than that. It was this, as she herself sings in the Magnificat, He has helped his servant Israel, Luke 1 verse 54. Not that he was born of me in my virginity, but born for you and for your benefit, not only for my honour. Take yourself in hand, examine yourself, and see whether you are a Christian. If you can sing, The Son who is proclaimed to be a Lord and Saviour is my Saviour, and if you can confirm the message of the angel and say yes to it and believe it in your heart, then your heart will be filled with such assurance and joy and confidence, and you will not worry much about even the costliest and best that this world has to offer. For when I can speak to the Virgin from the bottom of my heart and say, O Mary, noble, tender virgin, you have borne a child. This I want more than robes and goldens. Yea, more than my body and life, then you are closer to the treasure than everything else in heaven and earth. As Psalm 73 verse 25 says, "There is nothing upon earth that I desire besides you." You see how a person rejoices when he receives a robe or 10 goldens? But how many are there who shout and jump for joy when they hear the message of the angel, "To you is born this day the Saviour"? Indeed, the majority look upon it as a sermon that must be preached, and when they have heard it, consider it a trifling thing, and go away just as they were before. This shows that we have neither the first nor the second faith. We do not believe that the Virgin Mother bore a son, and that he is the Lord and Saviour, unless added to this, "I believe the second thing, namely that he is my Saviour and Lord." When I can say, "This I accept as my own because the angel meant it for me," then, if I believe it in my heart, I shall not fail to love the Mother Mary, and even more than child, and especially the Father. For if it is true that the child was born of the Virgin and is mine, then I have no angry God, and I must know the feeling that there is nothing but laughter and joy in the heart of the Father, and no sadness in my heart. For if what the angel says is true, that he is indeed our Lord and Saviour, what can sin do against us? If God is for us, who is against us, writes Paul in Romans 8 verse 31. Greater words than these I cannot speak, nor all the angels and even the Holy Spirit, as is sufficiently tested by the beautiful and devout songs that have been made about it. I do not trust myself to express it. I most gladly hear you sing and speak of it, but as long as no joy is there, so long is faith still weak or even non-existent, and you still do not believe the angel. That's it for today. Come back tomorrow for the final part of this sermon. Thanks for joining us on Partakers and our Christmas 2015 series. Come back every day where there is something uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later, Dave Roberts.